I love the draft itself. The mock drafts is kind of a necessary evil. People eat it up, but now we get a chance to find out where these guys are going to end up, and not only where they're going to end up, but how they're going to fit in and kind of assimilate with the talent that's already there. This is when the puzzle pieces get put together. It's awesome.
In your most recent mock, you have Laquon Treadwell going to the Vikings at 23. Obviously, a lot can happen between picks 1 and 22 that'll dictate that. But why'd you have Laquon going there, at least in your first mock?
Well, I think Laquon's a stud, but, you know, he didn't run that fast. That bothers some teams out there. I think he could slide down in the draft. And I think you look at Minnesota and the need for a playmaker there for Teddy Bridgewater and somebody with some size, especially get down in the red zone, that can help you out. I think this is it's a perfect match for him. And I think if you looked at it early on in the process, I don't know if he'll get there. I think it's a legitimate possibility he falls down there.
And just a couple of years ago, the Vikings had another talented player in Tre' Floyd fall to him at 23. Or Laquon's one of them, but who are some of the guys that you think may slip, either because of 40 times or what have you?
Well, we've got the medical guys, you know, the two linebackers there, Jalen Smith, who, you know, it's kind of up in the air where he could end up going. Miles Jack, there's a lot of question marks with his knee, where he will slide to. Then you've got a talented player like Robert Kimdiche, who's, you know, got as much talent as any defensive lineman in this draft class, but the production really isn't there. You've got some off-the-field stuff to sort through, so where's he going to end up sliding down in the process? So there's always a surprise. And it's a surprise. We don't know who it's going to be. But, yeah, we'll see somebody we have all pegged as a top 10 or 12 pick. They'll end up dropping. I know Sharif Floyd that year, I thought it was going to be a lock for a top 5 picker. And they end up getting a tremendous value in Minnesota.
Rick Spielman's been doing a lot of draft steals in the first round. And three guys another year with Xavier Rhodes and Cordarrelle Patterson. I mean, talk about what the job that they've done building through the draft.
I think they've done a great job, and you kind of look for how the identity of the football team is going to develop here, and I think they've done a nice job getting fast and aggressive football players on both sides, and that's why, to me, this year, maybe Treadwell doesn't check that speed and explosiveness box, but it gives them a little bit something different and gives them that physicality that they have on the defensive side. I know in Baltimore, it was after I left, but when Anquan Boldin came there, when I was there, we had just this tough image and brand on defense. And then Anquan brought that same image to the offense. And maybe Treadwell could do the same thing in Minnesota.
Is that physicality? And Boldin, your guy you're familiar with, really help in the red zone?
No question. You need somebody that can win those 50-50 balls, those contested catches, and size. And not only big guys, but guys that can go up and play the ball at the highest point. And that's something he's excelled at. I mean, Cyrus Jones is one of the best corners in this draft. Probably going to go second, maybe worst case third round. And you can watch Treadwell just pluck balls off of his head. I mean, he's going to be great down there.
Thanks so much, DJ, and look forward to your coverage the next couple days here.
Yeah, it's finally here.